Stacey and Jay Spoo. East Coast Radio.
Guys, parents in particular, get ready. We're about to get into the parents' bag.
Yeah. Moms, dads, guardians, older siblings, everybody get ready. So what we figured we should be doing now that we're allowed outside is we should go outside and we should ask you, you know, just a bunch of random questions and see what you have to say. What does KZN actually think? So we tasked one time's Jay Spoo to hit the streets and specifically as a father himself, approach other parents and ask them a very, very vital question. That question is it appropriate to scold or discipline your kids in public? Roll sound, please.
Yes, Bruno Bowden. So I'm out and about in the streets of Mklanga just asking people what they think about this whole thing of parents scolding their kids in public. What is the best way to go about it? What are your thoughts? Talk to me, sir.
I've got kids of my own, so I get that kids can get a little bit out of hand in public as well. And as a parent, it can be a bit embarrassing when your kid is acting out. So I get that there are parents lashing out at their kids, but it's not a nice thing because at the end of the day, belittling the child in front of people ends up breaking their self-esteem, so you're causing more harm to the kid.
I feel that it's inappropriate to scold a child in public, but it also depends on what the child does.
And I still believe in old school. I think that kids are too smothered at the moment and not disciplined enough.
I think scolding your kids in public is inappropriate. It's not the correct way.
Honestly, there's never a time or a place to discipline your child. Well, for me, like, whether in public or not, anything goes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Go for it.
Who can't take the out of her?
Hey?
If she ever embarrassed me in front of people, I'll be right there.
All right, so we obviously don't condone violence, but there you go. The streets are spoken.
Stacey. Sure. And Jay Spoo.
It's the last person there for me. I'm not going to mention any names to protect identity, but yeah, you know. Do you think it's appropriate to scold or discipline your kids in public? And also, when the kid starts misbehaving, what do you do?
Well, I mean, as someone who is childless, and I'll go on the record as saying this, when I enter a public space and I can hear that there is a child who is having a cadenza, I just avoid that aisle.
You run away.
I'm like, there's a cleanup situation on aisle three. Yeah. I will circle back. For the ripe bread. I'm gonna circle back. I'm gonna let that parent handle their business. Because, I mean, you don't need 15 people staring at you. Because obviously, if your child is having a cadenza at the house, that's one thing. In public, it really is a different story. So, yeah. Moms and dads, in your opinion, personal opinion, is it appropriate to scold/discipline your kids in public? Parents all over KZN are coming through thick and fast on this WhatsApp line today. Just querying, like, when it comes to scolding or reprimanding or disciplining your children in public, do you feel like that's an appropriate thing to do? Operative word here being public. Out here is Jay Spoo, Big Daddy, as he's often referred to, hit the streets to go and chat to other Big Daddies around how they felt about disciplining their kids in public. Quite a mixed response, though.
Yeah, I mean, we heard the last lady just saying, yo, I will beep her.
Beep, beep, beep.
You know,
beep.
So, I mean, people have different ways of handling their kids in public in particular. So Figo's on the line, and his way of phrasing it was quite interesting because, yo, Figo, you've really received quite a lot of pa 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 in public.
In your time, Figo. Welcome to the show.
You've been disciplined in your life, eh?
Thank you.
Lekker. Do you think it's appropriate that parents discipline their kids in public?
Yo, guys, you see me, I'm a colored, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, a colored home, so we know there's no double up. When we grew up, you don't care where you were. Your mother would deal with you. I was 13 years old and I thought I was a gangster and my mother hit me with a broom in the streets.
In the streets?
In the streets. In the streets. I thought I was a gangster.
Doesn't matter where you are. Your grandmother's house, matter. Your auntie's house, the Figo. Supermarket,
anyone.
At church even.
Auntie's house, Amma's house, anywhere you catch. Church too, you catch it. I remember once. When the priest said, and Jesus went up into heaven, I said, but he just drank the wine.
But then you
and
got
I
your
got it in church.
Well, truly.
So with me.
Like some kind of out of body experience. Figo, yeah. A question though.
Yeah.
So, do you currently, I was going to say, do you have any children? Like, do you have kids?
Now I'm in the grandfather league now.
Oh, okay. But now, Figo, are you carrying the baton? Are you now also out in the streets with the broom if necessary?
Oh, yes. Me, I believe no matter where I am, shop, yeah. Right, checkers, anywhere, My child, my space, my place at that moment. I will deal with you.
Final question, Vigo. Do you think, since, okay, you got disciplined in public and your parents didn't give a damn about what anyone thought, do you think that was good for you? Did you turn out great as you evaluate yourself?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay. Yes, I did.
Mentally, yes,
I
did. Everything
today
is good.
I work with children, mentor children, okay, look after children. I'm a community worker, and I'm grateful my parents did that.
Well,
Figo, thank you so much. And also, the next time I see an uncle standing in a street with a broom, I'll be like, hey, Figo, hey! Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye, my darling.
There you go. Figo believes that it's appropriate to discipline kids in public. I mean, he was disciplined almost everywhere. There could be
literally
any discipline.
No place was safe. Sunday best for whom?
Saved.
But for you, KZN, what do you think? Do you think it's appropriate to discipline your kids in public? And if they do get a little naughty, what do you think is the most appropriate way if you don't think disciplining them in public is one?
Or if you don't have access to a broom, the WhatsApp line is open. We have a nice little mashup for you, which we're going to play momentarily. But Carla is on the line first. So, Carla, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're very good. Listen, we just spoke to Figo, and he was like, yo,
when I was a young warthog,
it was my auntie's house, the shop, the mall, the neighbor's house. It didn't matter. So with your parents, were they also on standby with like shoes and other such things or not so much?
No. So my mother, love her, bless her soul. So she would never hit us in public, but she would give us the eyes.
Okay? Oh, yes, yeah.
So there's no way, we just knew if we got the eyes, issues about to go down. And when we get home, it's going to get serious. So even, no joke, guys, the other day, I'm 30 now, she gave me the eyes for something and my soul left my body.
Yeah. Bro. So I literally was video calling my mom the other day and I said something and she gave me the eyes and I literally felt like a heat in the back of my neck and just like that I was 8 years old again. Remarkable.
100%. It's real. It never leaves.
It's there. Yes, Carla, yes.
Thank you so much, Carla. But that's the thing, man. Sometimes you don't have to resort to like any physical discipline or even verbal. Sometimes you just, it's the look and you know it's going down. You're misbehaving. Fix yourself,
but
damn it.
I'm thinking about my mom's now. Thanks, Carla. Thank you for that traumatizing flashback. I'm actually getting hot. I'm taking my jacket off. Like, it's giving me.
All right. While you do that, we did ask you to send through your voice notes. And this is what you had to say with regards to disciplining the kids in public.
You know, if my kids are misbehaving or something like that in the shops or in public, I'll give them a bollocking if necessary. But otherwise, they just get what they know is the hairy eyeball, and they stop immediately.
So I'm a teacher and a parent, and my thing is, if you don't scold them or discipline them in public, then they know that they can misbehave in public because nothing will happen to them. And so it just makes them behave worse when they are in public. Whereas if they know there are repercussions for behaving that way in public, then they will tend not to. So I'm all for, you know, disciplining them as soon as they misbehave, so that they know that that behavior is inappropriate.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Janine. Scolding your child in public, yay or nay? I would say hell yes, because by the time you get home, your child, and you're scolding your child or disciplining your child at home, the child would have forgotten already, why is mommy or daddy hitting me now? Why am I getting a smack? While he's busy in the shop and toying a tantrum, you get him right there and then. Either pull his ear or say, I will talk to you when we get home. Anyway, love your show. Goodbye.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.